For when God did what? Made promise to Abraham. Because he could do what? What did he do? Did you hear what that just said? He swore by himself. And who is God? Can God lie? That it's impossible for him to lie. And look what he said when he swore by himself. Saying, when he swore by himself, saying what? Surely, blessing, I will what? And what? Multiplying, I will multiply thee. Did he do it? Did he do it? Well, then, is any other, is there any other of his promises untrue? Second Corinthians 1:20 says what? All. How many? All the promises of God in him is what? Yes and amen. So he said, surely, blessing, I will bless thee, multiplying, I will multiply thee. Keep going. And so, now watch it. Can you imagine when Abraham left his father's house, 75 years old, and God done talked to him like this? And here he is, 99, 100 years old, 25 years later, and ain't seen nothing between him and Sarah. So, after he, what? Had patiently endured, he did what? Don't you know you're going to get yours too? He didn't lie to Abraham. He's not going to lie to you. So as he patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Galatians 3:29, then I'll close. Galatians 3:29. And if you be who? Christ. Then are you who? Who are you? All the word, you don't make one seed one way or another. And other word, my daddy was, I told you this, he was big on it. I don't know why. This yellow Funk's G hybrid. When you get one seed and put it in the ground, guess what kind of seed gonna come forth from that seed? Funk's G hybrid. And if you be Abraham's seed, I came from Abraham, and heirs according to the promise. And heirs according to what? That means everything Abraham, that he promised Abraham, that he's going to keep and multiply him and bless him. So none of these things that come against me move. None of these things come against you, moves you. You say out of your mouth, I have the best husband. I have the best wife. Amen. We have the best family. We love each other. Amen. We respect and we honor each other. And we just make each other better. And just say out of your mouth, whatever we set out to do, we always achieve and accomplish. There's nothing we can't do. You ought to say that about your church. I'm joined to a group of believers. We can do anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then say, we are not afraid of nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Because we have found out God is God. And God won't ever change. They got a song, God is God. God won't ever change. He God in Tennessee, he God in Mississippi, he's God in New York City, he's God in California, he's God right at your front door. And God won't ever change, and he won't. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We're going to agree with God that he is right, and because he is right, hallelujah. I and you and I will live right. Because we are joined with him. Amen. He is God. Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord? Well done.